Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to WIP Morning Show. I'm sorry I had to start that way, but I wanted to remind everybody what today actually is. It's a day that could have been one of the greatest sports days of our calendar year. And none of it's going to happen.
No.
And I'm going to get to that in a second. I want to at least, Al, kind of ground us in our sports world at a time when sports is not a priority.
Right? Gone.
Because we are here. It's a Thursday morning in the Delaware Valley, and we ain't going anywhere. No. We are going to be here through the whole thing, and we are going to give you something to listen to other than bad news. Mm. Even though in a minute, it's going to come out kind of negative what I got to say.
Oh, no.
All right. Well, only because it's what we're missing today. It's just so great. This is one of the truly great sports days of our calendar year, and it's not this time. But anyway, I want to also mention we got great guests today. Jimmy Kempski is going to break down the defensive back situation at 7 o'clock with the Eagles because they made another acquisition, Al. They found a man with infamy.
Oh, yeah.
A man who is most famous for a horrible play.
Even Al will know who he is.
I don't. He's got too many names for me. Do you have his name?
Nicole Roby Coleman.
These three name guys drive me crazy.
Well, that's the parents.
All right. But Jimmy Kempski will break that down now. Jimmy Kempski will break that down because Rhea has a theory that Howie Roseman, Al, is in the corner of his office and the guy in front of the computer is Jim Schwartz. Because every move they're making is for Jim Schwartz.
Yeah.
And Rhea's getting sick of it. That's 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, Derek Bodner's coming on. By the way, that's our football guy, Kempski, our basketball guy, Bodner. I'm going to ask them to give me their best guess on when we're going to see some actual action again.
Do you recall Cuban said yesterday?
Mark Cuban is talking about into the summer.
He's talking May, like May, June.
Yeah, you know what? Who do you believe now? I believe our people. Bodner will know, and he'll tell us at 8 o'clock. Derek Bodner will come in. At 8:25, I just want to say, when the WIP Morning Show is on the front end of a major political story, an awful lot of people in the city are not doing a good job covering the city. And that's what's going on with Mayor Jim Kenney and the fact that we now can say conclusively, without question, that on the first week of this crisis, when his health commissioner was telling us, Al, no more than 5,000, no more than 1,000, no more than 100, all those numbers he was throwing out, and the mayor wouldn't talk,
no,
he was doing a TV show.
Was he?
He was.
I have to apologize to that woman who called. She was right.
She was right.
Yep.
And I have the whole story, and we're bringing on Dom Giordano so he could explain to me. Dom Giordano is the political voice of this town as far as I'm concerned.
That's
love
awesome.
Dom. I go on his show quite a bit. And Dom will tell us how this story eluded everyone, including Dom. Now, I'm not taking any credit. I hit a button when a woman called in.
Yeah.
But Al, when the mayor, this is Nero fiddling while Rome burns. That's what's going on here.
Yeah.
And he should be castigated for it. And the Philadelphia Inquirer doesn't even know, and it's 2 weeks today. 2 weeks today. The mayor was on the streets of the city, and he was doing a TV show while people were coughing, and you know what's going on with the flu. I don't want to start with that virus thing.
Virus.
Anyway, it's an awful story. We have a lot more information on it now. We'll try to bounce it off Dom Giordano. And at 9 o'clock, Kevin Cootie's coming out because he can talk about everything I just mentioned and more. He does it all. So we got everything covered today. We got great gifts today, and I'm even going to start by telling you now what the contest is, because there's a lot of people out there out struggling. And a $100 gift card from Visa would be a huge help. That's our prize today. And all you got to do to win it, it's 4 o'clock, and the doorbell rings. And, oh, my God, look who's here.
Who?
To talk baseball.
Who?
Whoever you want.
What do you mean?
Past or present.
Oh, somebody shows up at your
somebody
door.
Somebody shows up at 4 p.m. to talk baseball. You know why? Why 4 p.m.?
It's supper, just before supper.
Because today at 4 p.m.,
yeah.
under different circumstances,
oh yeah,
the Phillies would be opening the season.
In Miami
yeah. against the Marlins.
Yep.
4 o'clock. Now, again, I'm not trying to make anybody sad, but I want you to understand what
Beat
today would have been if not for this evil, horrific coronavirus. 4 o'clock today, you'd see the first pitch of a brand new 162-game baseball season. A very exciting one, Al. You got a new pitcher. I got new hitters. You got a new shortstop.
Yeah,
you
manager.
Got a brand new manager who's much better than Gabe Kapler. And you're not going to see it. But at 4 o'clock today, you'll be settling in. So the contest is whoever you want, past or present, even somebody who's no longer with us, Al. Wouldn't you love to sit down at 4 o'clock today in your living room and you don't have the game, you would be able to pick the brain of one of the most interesting, fascinating, fun, heroic people associated with the game.
Yeah.
That's how you win today. Who would you love to see ring that doorbell at 4 o'clock? All right, then, Al. So we got 4 o'clock, and then at 7:10. Oh, my God, Al. At 7:10, the first game of the Sweet 16 starting. Lucas Oil Stadium. NCAA tournament. We're down to the Sweet 16. Oh, you look sadder at that.
Yeah.
You're sadder at that.
Yeah, because baseball kind of, it's one day, but this tournament would have been.
It's one of my favorite parts of the year.
Yeah, I mean, and imagine. And it would have been the first year with all the gambling stuff. Like, it would have been wild.
Right, that's 7:10.
Yeah.
Right? You'd be watching that, Alan. You probably even have a wager on it.
Yeah.
Legal betting now.
Yeah.
At 7:30, you got an option. Well, that game's going on. You can watch that game. Probably because it's baseball. It's only the seventh inning in the Phillies game. It's 7:30. It's only 3.5 hours. All right. You got at 7:30. You got a choice, Al. You could see the second game of the Sweet 16 starting at the Staples Center in L.A. That's at 7:30. As is a definite win for the Flyers, who Al, I just heard they're still streaking.
Yeah.
It's two weeks later, and they're still winning almost
every
game.
The hottest team in the league.
And they're winning tonight, too, Al, because they're playing the Detroit Red Wings.
Oh, where is that? Here?
There, at Detroit.
In Detroit.
Does it matter?
It's Little Caesars.
Little Caesars
Arena.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, you got two events at 7:30 today, you know, minus the coronavirus. Flyers at Red Wings, or you've got the second game of the Sweet 16. And then, Al, at 8 o'clock, another victory for our streaking winter teams. The Sixers are against the awful Chicago Bulls in Chicago.
Oh, wow.
In Chicago. Al, that game's on today, too.
Oh, well, it's a
you could
day.
Literally have. If that game ran real long, right, Al, which is possible, it may be a rain delay in Miami. I don't know. Whatever. Yeah. You could end up having Phillies, Flyers, Sixers, and the NCAA tournament on all at the same time.
Things would have been different.
Yeah, that's my point.
Yeah,
all right, Alan, then, that doesn't even wrap the day up. You got two more games late, 9:40 at 10 o'clock, the other two Sweet 16 NCAA games. That's a lot of sports in one day, and all of it's gone. And here's what I want to know. This is what I want to explore right now. The impact of this end of sports for weeks. We don't know how many weeks, maybe months. Probably months, right, Al?
Yeah.
Probably months. Probably at least another 6 weeks. That would be 2 months. Here's what I want to know. Will it have a lasting impact? See, I was juggling. I went, you know what?
Nah.
People that love hockey love hockey. I don't think that's going to change.
Yeah.
People that love the NBA, they're probably going to hang
no,
in.
No, it won't change.
Right? NFL, it won't affect.
No.
Right?
No.
Baseball, I don't know.
Eh.
Here's why I think it might. All right, and this is a lifelong baseball fan myself, all right? When we got word yesterday that one of the proposals on the resumption of the baseball season was that to cram games in, because it's going to be a compressed schedule, twice a week they would play doubleheaders.
Seven-inning doubleheaders.
Seven-inning?
Yeah.
oh, it's going to be 7.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know that at the time.
That's what they were talking about.
7-8. You know what? They may learn a 7-8 game's better.
Yes.
But anyway. All right. But Al, when I heard 2 doubleheaders a week, and they're probably not going to have many days off, if any, right?
Nah.
So you're looking at 4 and 5, 9 games a week.
Huh.
Right? And you know what my first reaction to that was?
What?
No.
No.
Not excited. Don't want to see it.
No.
But now just take that and you go, well, you know what, then I don't really need any more baseball. If anything, I need less.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I've lost some of my enthusiasm for the game because it's got slower, it's too stat-oriented, et cetera, right?
Yeah.
But when you said to me 2 weeks ago, the collective bargaining agreement passed in the NFL, and within a year, 2 years at the most, they're going to have an extra game, 17-game schedule, I was thrilled.
Yeah.
You were.
That tells you so much about the two major sports in America that you love football and you can't wait for more of it. Baseball, you don't need any more. If anything, less would be fine.
If they cut the games, it would be much more interesting.
So what I'm wondering is, on opening day of this season that's not happening, right, is this going to hurt baseball too? Remember when they did the lockout in 94, it really hurt baseball. They needed a whole steroid era to get them back, right? Just before this happened, you had a cheating era developing, right? What I'm asking you is this going to hurt the long-term health of one of our major sports, baseball? Because I think it might. I don't know for sure, but I think it might because a lot of people are on there, you know. They were kind of on the edge. They weren't really thrilled that much with anymore.
Well, you didn't have to, after last year with all the excitement with Harper this year.
Yep. I'll be honest with y'all. The only game I know I would go out of my way to watch this year would be today's, the opening day.
Yeah.
I got to see the opening day. That's one thing. It's just, you know what, it's a rite of spring. It represents a lot of things to people.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that for that reason, I would watch today's game. But I'll be honest, by the fourth or fifth inning, Al, I'd either be nodding off. I wouldn't have – baseball isn't working for me the way it did before.
Depending on the game. Depending on what's going on.
I think, Rhea, you knock out – remember, we haven't seen a game since the end of October. Mm-hmm. And now we're not going to see a game till, let's say, June.
Mm-hmm.
That's 9 months of nothing. I don't know if everybody's coming back. I think the one thing about having this downtime is some people, not me, some people will find things they do that they really enjoy.
Yeah, I did for a couple of days, and I'm done now. So
I'm
ready for them to come back.
No, I understand that.
I've run out of British detective shows.
She and her 10-year-old son had an in-depth conversation on fries last night.
Fries?
French fries.
Yes. Cottage fries versus regular?
No.
It was McDonald's versus Chick-fil-A.
Oh, cottage. Yeah.
So, yeah.
I'm on the Chick-fil-A, believe it or not.
He's a McDonald's
Well,
enthusiast.
Next time you have the debate, call Al up and you can get another opinion.
I'll zoom you into the call, Al.
Yeah.
I'll get much more interested.
But I'm going to tell you, this day, 20 years ago, we were doing a show 20 years ago. 20 years ago, I would play Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Oh, the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't done that in a while because I don't have the same level of enthusiasm for baseball. And it was always my number one sport. My dad, you know, I told you, Joe DiMaggio,
Yankee
all that
guy.
Stuff. He was a huge Joe DiMaggio fan. It's not there now for me. So I do feel a sense of loss today, but notice I put it into context of everything else going on today because this is a great day in sport. You know what? It's a great day, Al. In the legal betting world of today, you've got options everywhere to place a nice little wager.
Yeah.
Right? Well, totally legal, fun, within restraints. There's nothing there now. You told me yesterday you were betting on marbles.
I watched marbles all day.
I watched marbles yesterday.
How much did you bet on marbles?
I didn't bet on marbles, but I know now that I have lost my marbles.
Yeah.
Because I was watching the Marble Olympics.
Yeah.
I can't believe
Al watched marbles yesterday.
What channel is that on now?
I don't know. It's on the internet. Go to Marble Olympics. It's crazy. They made him change the name to Marble Olympics. I forget what it is
And
now.
The day before, he watched a man with a blonde mullet raise tigers.
Oh.
All right. So anyway, we have an update on that, too, today. A lot is going on there. There are lawsuits coming
now. Well, shocking.
Oh, my God.
Well, they feel they've been misrepresented.
Oh, really?
Anyway, we got a lot of ground to cover. Can I start by just taking your temperature figuratively?
Yo.
If you're doing that at home, you do it out of your own. That's, you know, that's one of the things you could do to combat the virus.
Get the gun.
Call me and tell me how you feel about it. And then at 4 o'clock today, your doorbell rings. You can have anybody there from baseball, past or present, to talk the great game of baseball today in your living room. Mm. And by the way, we've cleared him. He doesn't have the virus.
He's got to sit 6 feet away, though.
Well, of course he does. We'll have a nice spot for him and a sanitizer and the whole deal. But who would you want to spend some time today talking the great game of baseball? Here's your number.
The number is 215-592-9494. From now until eternity, it's which who knows how long that is, 215-592-9494.
Al, not sure about eternity anymore.
No.
We got a lot to do. Jump on now. Beat the rush. WIP Sports Time is 6:60.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.